Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We can leave.
Sure.
Hey!
It's always a good time to bust out the Billy Gunn theme song.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There's a man by the name of Steve Summers who has been on the radio forever.
The sweater.
He might be 150 years old. He covered like Y.A. Tittle. And he does nights on WFAN, which... What do you think you'd get, John? An hour a month?
On that station, what are they? The flagship of the Knicks, the Nets, the Jets? I mean, what they have like eight teams. So, right. Yeah, you get an hour a month.
Right. Well, Rich, this is what Steve Summers looks like, if you'd like to take a gander.
Holy
at him.
Moly.
He
like somebody surprised a corpse.
He is the greatest.
Yep.
He just, like, you listen to him and you're like, this guy's on in New York City. He's not going anywhere.
He used to host middays, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, that was back before they invented the television.
Right.
So he, like, you'll listen to him, and you're just like, wow, what's going on? This is New York. But he's absolutely delightful. Now, there is a gentleman that works for the San Diego Union-Tribune that voted for Scherzer. To be the Cy Young Award winner instead of DeGrom.
He left DeGrom off the ballot, I think, this writer.
Yeah.
So completely.
So Steve Summers, I mean, he's got a dry wit. He's got a voice like 100 siren songs going on at the same time. Now, here we go.
Yep. Is this an ASMR situation?
Actually, no. You don't think so? I think it could be considered that.
It just sounds like, what's going on? But I'll start with the controversy. The New York Post, by the way, did not like that he did this. They wrote a very scathing article on Steve Summers.
He did this?
What is about, you're about to hear, but then I will give you a true Steve Summers great moment. Here is the great Steve Summers. In Manhattan, on the original sports talk radio station, WFAN.
There was one baseball writer, and we have him on the line right now, John Maffey, of this, not from Washington, where you would think Homerism lives and thrives.
Lives and thrives.
He sounds like Willem Dafoe.
He sounds like Steve Summers. William Dafoe sounds like Steve Summers.
Yes, that's correct.
It's like a drunk William Dafoe.
Wait until I play you the next clip that Mike found.
John Maffey is with the San Diego Union Tribune. John, can you look at yourself in the mirror? John?
Can I? Yeah, absolutely.
No. No, no, no. You're looking for 15 minutes of fame and attention.
Steve, this interview's over. Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Well, there's a guy. Well, with a little. With well, one of my better interviews. Here's the thing. Where's this guy's sense of humor? Taking a little bit too seriously here, don't you think? I can't believe that. The last time somebody hung up on me doing an interview was Charlie O'Finley when I was in Sacramento.
All right. Well, who is Charlie O'Finley? Did he
former owner of the Oakland A's?
Okay,
in the '70s.
Yeah,
yeah. Sacramento, I assume means Sacramento.
New York's the number one media market, right?
Yeah.
Between him and Francesa, what the hell is going on?
Steve Summers is a national treasure.
That's right. They're back to back, by the way, on the fan. The two of them.
New York sports radio.
Summers.
I'm confounded by New York sports radio.
Steve Summers is a legend. He remembered that he
is
Charlie
a legend.
Finley.
Yeah.
All right, but Steve Summers is not always about sports. I mean, people. If you're on the radio for 75 years, people get to know you.
Wait a second.
I mean, he's like,
did he hang up on me?
Who's the droopy dog?
That makes me mad.
All right. Well, here is Steve Summers sharing some information about himself from an earlier show.
A doctor, by the way, at Lenox Hill Hospital says to me, "You're a Metropolitan fan. Why aren't you here for Tommy John surgery?" What a sense of humor.
Is he reading everything he says?
No.
It's like a book on tape.
No,
he's not reading anything.
Stop insulting him.
The pacing, Rich. It's a legendary pacing.
Let's hear it. Getting all the tingles.
It's not ASMR.
It could be. You can't see how that could be ASMR?
No, because I'm hanging on every word. Okay. I can't focus.
ASMR for the rest of us, yes.
A doctor, by the way, at Lenox Hill Hospital says to me, "You're a Metropolitan fan. Why aren't you here for Tommy John surgery?" What a sense of humor. We didn't need Tommy John surgery. We needed a plumber. Niagara Falls had turned into a babbling brook. That turned into a red flag flash flood at night. An arid and dry desert during the day. We needed to get back to Mountain High, River Deep. We needed that plumber, somebody to referee, negotiate, arbitrate the fight. The battle that was going on with the well-known, highly publicized prostate.
Oh, he's talking about wetting the bed.
He's talking about his prostate.
He said it might be blocked up.
And that it was arid during the day, and then at night it became a gusher.
Yeah, it's like Old Faithful.
I cracked the code, yep.
Yep. Yeah, he's talking about he needs his prostate.
Okay, now I know why this guy's popular. I can hear him talk about old man problems all day.
Yeah.
Like now we're talking.
Yeah. Well, you know, all right, here we go.
The battle that was going on with the well-known, highly publicized prostate and that laid-back, not very sexy bladder that only wanted quiet and peace. Only wanted to return to his mellow yellow reputation.
Once again, all of this off the top of the dome because it sure as hell sounds like he's reading.
No, this is off the
top
of the
dome. No, he's a genius.
Yep.
He asked me if I was a Metropolitan fan. He had a sense of humor. I love pee. I'll tell you, folks, when you love pee as much as I do, it's quite frustrating when it won't flow.
When you're sliding into first and your butt's about to burst, it's diarrhea. Diarrhea.
The battle was going on for months, this tug of war between Mr. Prostate and Mr. Bladder. The kidney sitting there in the front row watching all of this. Wanting no part of any of this, wanting to be left alone. Over the last 6 weeks or so, every single test known to prostate and bladder were taken. So what was...
I've never been happier.
Meanwhile,
hey, Doc, go in anywhere you want.
This is the morning after the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So?
This is after the Rangers broke the curse.
Yeah.
So what was causing this raging battle with organs grinding it out with each other? Inquiring doctors wanted to know. Stupidity, denial, fear, anxiety. So the moral of the story is this. If you notice a leak in your solid dam, don't wait for that dam to break. Do something now before you need a plumber to restore order inside your house. Before you need a plumber to restore Niagara Falls from the Babbling Brook. The arid and dry desert it can become with Mr. Catheter turning you into a tripod.
He should have his own cartoon. Here comes Mr. Catheter. Hello. Do you need me yet? Not so fast. We're Babbling Brook.
Chapter 6, The Squirts.
That's a book on tape, dude.
No. It's about not being able to pee. Hello, this is Mr. Prostate. I'm Mr. Catheter. You want to dance? I don't know. I think I can still win.
Hi, I'm your penis.
Hang on. This is...
You think that maybe I can come in?
This is Male Anatomy Impression Steve Summers?
Yeah. It's my cartoon. All around you. And now here's... Hello, I'm Big Bad Bladder. I'm too full. Please, someone empty me out. I can help. I'm Mr. Catheter.
Can I hear Mr. Penis again?
Hey, it's Mr. Penis. What, how'd I end up in this situation?
Hashtag Mr. Penis.
I'll tell you what, you failed me in one way. You're not failing me in the other. Not easy to get aroused. Mr. Blue Pill, so much hope. Little result. Flaccid. Like a sleeping elephant. Like a dog who feels ashamed. The tail is limp.
Giving new meaning to Papa having a brand new bag that you better empty every 90 minutes. Right now, we are good to the last drop.
The dude is deaf. He can't tell that his headphones are blasting so loud that it's making the microphone feedback.
That's part of the beauty of it.
He's deaf.
Well, he's been on that radio station for 35 years.
Yep. So
whatever it is. Day one, if he wasn't there, he was in the door shortly thereafter.
You know they don't even bother to pay him anymore.
Honestly, God, his name, Rich, is the sweater. Not because he sweats a lot, because he's worn the same sweater for 35 years.
Yeah. Somebody said, sorry, Arcand, if Beasley doesn't hire this guy to pair with Adam Jones, I'm smashing my radio. That would be awesome.
All right, we will return in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Listen live and check out all of our podcasts.
Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production.
Available wherever and whenever you want.
Getting out of control.
On the 98.5, The Sports Hub app.
Blitz coming off the edge. Pass caught. Touchdown, Dixon.
For this season.
Come on, Ross. What kind of question is that? Come on, man.
Can't win on the road. What are you
going
to do?
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to say? Of course there's hope. Of course we believe in each other. You know, it's just going to take one galvanizing moment. So whether that's a speech or a practice or something happens in the game, something's got to get this thing going. Offensively, we lost Jimmy. But guys battled, so, I mean, nobody gave up.
98.5, The Sports Hub, EPMD, in the background. I'm supposed to do yoga today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
After the show.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do I have gas, it is one that I cannot, the kind of which I cannot deny.
Oh, so, okay.
There will be, it will smell like a egg salad sandwich all around me.
Yeah, I mean,
do you go?
No.
Maybe you take the back corner.
No, you can't go. That's unfair to everyone else that's in there.
But I want to go.
Back corner. Minimize damage.
Well, I always sit in the back because I don't know what I'm doing, so I have to look at everyone else.
I've done it twice, and both times I've gone far left of the room near the front because I always feel like I don't want to be the creepy guy that women think is staring at them. Because it's always like, 70-30 women to men?
Yeah. That never actually even occurred to me. I look at the women to see what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I go far upper corner, like left, near the front, so no one can possibly think I'm leering at them.
Yeah. You know what? I think women should have an expectation that if a man is behind them, they're not leering at them. But at least I'm a little bit more advanced than you.
Mm-hmm. I am definitely barbaric in my thoughts.
I mean, these things are hot and heavy. Ever since I started this diet.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I haven't noticed. And I've been sitting right next to you all morning. I have not noticed.
Well, whoever sits in this chair next is in for a surprise.
Well, nobody. That's your chair. Yeah, that's right. The other good news.
Yeah, that's right. At least they'll be punished.
Well, they'll learn their lesson.
Yeah. Chance I might crap myself.
Hmm. All right.
Just like Steve Summers. Who is it now?
Hey, it's your butt. Don't forget about me.
It's your penis.
It's your bladder.
This is body part imitating Steve Sanders. Yeah. Steve Sanders, is that his name?
I'm Summers. Steve Sanders is from
90210, Rich. I'm your catheter. Clean me out every 3 hours.
Okay. What would body part imitating Steve Sanders sound like?
Summers.
No.
Sanders. Oh, okay.
I want to know what the guy from 90210 would sound like.
He would say that
hey, it's your butt.
The vet's really rocking and rolling today. I can feel the vibration.
Hey, Leadfoot, what are you doing? Making the vet go fast.
I'm Steve Sanders' hair. Nice and curly.
This is Steve Sanders' body part imitation. Fred Toucher here, is that what we're doing?
Hi, Steve, it's your nipples. Take off your shirt and show us off. Brandon's not as built as you. You're at the beach club. Take your shirt off.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
Can you name that episode, John Wally?
I'm Dylan's ass.
Oh, you're Dylan's ass.
Let's hit the waves, dude. We need to get away from here. Put on tighter jeans. Show me off. All right, that's all I got. Hey!
I'm kind of impressed that you got that much.
Hey, it's the dude from the beach pit.
What body part is this?
It's your balls! Be careful, the stove's on!
Nat Fusicchio?
Is that Nat Fusicchio? Whoa, it's your balls! Get him away from the stove! Hey, I'm dying down here! It's cold, okay? I gotta cocoon up! I miss Queens. Sometimes I could get up and be tight. The weather's so nice here. I'm sweating over here. Hey! Nate, it's your taint! How long are you gonna go without cleaning me? Come on, give me a break. I got swamp ass over here. Why won't these kids let you nuts into the beach club? I could use a dip. Nate, why did you never have a kid? I've been down here working my ass off. Come on, Nate. Give me some offspring now.
Andrew Dice Clay, Matt Crucicchio,
is this still the owner of the Peach Pit? Our 90210's testicles.
Matt Crucicchio, Andrew Dice Clay.
You keep wasting me on socks and Kleenex. You're throwing away all the good stuff, Nat. You got to find a young broad. You ain't going to get anywhere with this dumb diner hanging out with a bunch of underage kids. Give me a whore.
Is that all he has to say?
What are you doing with that razor? Oh. I worked hard on these. Oh. They make you look like a man. Okay. You groom me too much, Nate.
Matt.
What?
Hello.
Hang on. Who is that? Who is that?
This is LeBron's penis.
Okay. Well, we got a guy from the Peach Pit at 90210. It is testicle speaking. Then you
take
know.
Off the apron already. I'm dying over here.
Waldick, where you at?
What'd it do?
Jesus, another bike ride? You're gonna squish me. Hey, Nat, you gotta check me out every couple months so you know everything's cool.
Okay, all right. How much more can you go with this?
He's got another 2 minutes.
Nate? Nat?
Nat.
Nat? He's a good 5 minutes. Hey! So, wear boxers, stupid!
Who's another random character from 90210?
Jim Walsh. There you go. Brandon's father.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Fred. You can do it.
Jim, I'm your hair. Why don't you just shave me? No one's buying the comb over.
Can we get Mr. Belvedere's waistline?
Mr. Belvedere's belt?
His belt, yeah.
Hey, I got a good idea. Let's show up at a family's house unannounced and move in. No one glares. But sometimes things get turned around. Oh, you're stretching.
I smell Mr. Belvedere's stomach.
Hey, look, it's Bob Uecker. Streaks on the china. Not a little bad toots over here with the red hair. When you drop kick your jacket. The little one's a nerd. No one glares. But sometimes things get turned around and no one spares. I think Nat's balls is going to be missing. I can do
Fred Sanford's armpit hair.
I can do, I'll do one more person's balls. I can do, who's old that's still alive?
It's still alive?
Yeah.
B. Arthur.
She's dead. Yeah, oh, no, she's dead. Let me think. I can do Kirk Douglas's balls. What about...
Bill Cosby's
hey there,
balls.
Cosby, look there. Protect me in here.
Is this Bill Cosby in prison's balls?
Hey, my balls. Hey! Come on. Hey, I'm Hal Ashby's balls.
Who?
Hal Ashby.
Who's Hal Ashby?
I'm an older actor.
All right. Well, so much for the bit we were just going to do.
By the way, I just found something that just came. I'm talking about something that might not ever get played again.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby, and this is 98.5, the Sports Hub. And you're listening to Toucher and Rich.
Okay.
My favorite people.
Well, that's not. I don't think I want to be associated with that anymore.
He was a nice guy when we met him. All right. We got the stack coming up. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, we will talk a little bit about. I don't
follow
even know
that up. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to have to. Okay. So a little more details about this Phil Mickelson versus Tiger Woods match that is going to be happening next week, and it's going to be weird. On top of that, we're finally going to check in on Sports Talk Radio in Nigeria, shall we?
Ah, absolutely. We'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, the stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
So we're starting to get some more details now about this weird-ass Tiger Woods-Phil Mickelson pay-per-view event that's going to be the day after Thanksgiving. A week from today, as a matter of fact. And we do know that it is a pay-per-view event. It's going to cost $20 in order to order it. And we now also know who is going to be doing the commentary. And according to reports, Tiger's buddy Charles Barkley, along with Samuel L. Jackson, will be special guests of the pre-match coverage. Why do you need pre-match coverage? Like, you know who they are. Just
you gotta
turn the game on.
I don't know. Those two are kind of funny together.
Well, I love Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
I
mean, Samuel L. Jackson is I've seen some stuff in commercials even that I thought that they had a good chemistry.
Well, they're also going to contribute during select moments of the actual competition, and the person who will be anchoring the play-by-play will be Ernie Johnson, with also Peter Jacobson is going to be part of it as well with Darren Clark as they offer their analysis. And according to more reports, everyone will be mic'd up who is on the golf course. So once again, no spectators allowed, which is going to be really strange. You know that Tiger Woods moment that everyone loves when he's coming up 18 and everyone's going, that's going to be really painfully awkward.
Well, they're going to swear and you're going to get to hear it. So if that excites you.
Oh, yeah. They'll be swearing. Their caddies will be mic'd up. So you'll get to hear the behind the scenes.
I wish you still had the badass caddy that like drove race cars.
Oh, what was his name again?
Stevie Williams.
Yeah, that's right. Stevie Williams.
Stevie Williams, who was just, you know, he was the James Dean of caddies.
He loved the, what was it? I love racing cars and winning.
Yeah, he's like, I just, you know, I love danger.
No, that's Baker Mayfield. He woke up feeling dangerous.
Well, I think they have a lot in common. Only the one plays professional football and the other one carries another man's bag.
I think here's Stevie Williams. Take it away. Let's see.
The last 18 months has been a particularly difficult time caddying for Tiger, obviously working through a scandal. He's had a new coach, a swing change, and yeah, the last 18 months has been very difficult, and I've stuck by him through thick and thin. I've been incredibly loyal.
Yeah,
and
then you're a great man.
You know, and then to have this happen, I mean, basically, you could say I've wasted 2 years of my life. The last 2 years. You know,
where's the clip where he likes kicking ass and driving race cars? Can you find that one where he basically turns into Lorenzo Lamas and Renegade? That I want to find out, where he goes to his alter ego and just says, I'm Dalton from Roadhouse, and pain don't hurt. Well, I'm a caddy. Oh, man, he loved himself so much.
Oh, he did.
And you know what I love? I love hot sports talk radio. Like when they get hot and they bring the hot takes. Let's check on Nigerian sports talk radio, shall we? Oh, they are here discussing a soccer match, a very passionate debate about soccer. Take it away.
Great, the virus is spreading everywhere. The debate shows have made their way down to Nigeria.
Right? Did I just turn on Stephen A. Smith and
yes.
And what was the other guy?
Max Kellerman.
Which individual has he won? Which individual has he won in the last 1 year? No, he does not deserve it.
If at all.
That's the Zolak of the show.
That's not how you do it. Here's how you do sports radio.
There was one baseball writer, and we have him on the line right now, John Maffey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it. You don't have to scream and yell like a maniac.
I caddy and I go racing, and when I go to the racetrack, the only place I'm interested in finishing is first.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
What do you think, Baker Mayfield?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty dangerous, didn't you?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
I caddy and I go racing, and when I go to the racetrack, the only place I'm interested in finishing is first.
Well, you're a badass then.
That's so overcompensating. He's just overcompensating.
Yes, he is. Okay, so we've been talking about this story for 6 months now. It was the story of the woman who had run out of gas on the side of the road. And when she realized that she didn't have enough money to go get any gas, there was a homeless gentleman who apparently went up to her and said, "Hey, stay in your car. I got you taken care of." He took his last $20 and filled up the tank and brought it back. Well, you said he could have done that, but instead he was a good citizen and went and said, "You know what? I don't have any money, so everything I've got, I'm going to refill your car." She said, "This is amazing. This is a feel-good story. I want to take a picture with you, and I'm going to start a GoFundMe where people can hopefully turn your life around." And so they go online, and she's standing there with a picture with the homeless guy, and all of a sudden, all this money gets raised, and before they know it, $400,000 is raised for this homeless guy after it goes viral. So what happens several months later? Hey, the homeless guy says, "I am not getting any of his money. I've gotten several thousand, and then it ended up being $75,000, but where's the rest of it?" So people went to the couple, and it made the news, and the couple's like, "Well, you know, we're holding it because we think he's a drug addict, and we don't want to make sure he buys drugs with it." And then all of a sudden, people start going on this couple's Instagram and go, "Hey, this guy just bought a BMW. Hey, how about this really lavish trip you just took to Las Vegas where you're in the VIP section, and all of a sudden you've got front row tickets to all of these different shows. Where did this money come from when you're a teacher and you're a contractor?" Well, it ends up that they were scamming everyone the entire time. And when I say they, we're now finding out that the homeless guy was in on it as well.
Well, they shouldn't have to give any money back, because every idiot that gave some two strangers money, that's just evolution. That's on you. You find some random ass GoFundMe page and you start giving a $400,000. How many idiots are out there? That should be an idiot tax. You gave it. By the way, they did buy him a trailer and put it on their yard.
Yeah, well, that was part of the $75,000. But they had no food or anything, and they're just like, "Here's $75,000. Yeah. And he didn't ask for it either. It's like, "Give me the money. It was raised for me. I want it." And the great thing about all this is that if nobody had talked, if the homeless guy hadn't complained, there would have been, or sued them, because remember, he wanted to sue them.
No, he did sue them. And then GoFundMe promised to give him $400,000. Regardless of what the couple did with it.
And now they are saying that, of course, no one's going to be getting that. All of them got arrested in the meantime. And the way that they found out was that there was a text that she had sent to one of her friends. And her friend said, "Hang on, so you're telling me that this is all fake?" And she said, "No, the homeless guy is real, but the whole story is fake." So they told this guy, and then she said, "We needed to make this happen. We needed to find a homeless guy so people would feel bad and donate money." I mean, that's just like scum of the earth. I mean, that's as low as you could possibly go.
It's bad, but I think they deserve every penny that they got. If you're, and how many people, Dan, did you say donated?
14,000.
14,000 people. 14,000 idiots. You don't deserve your money.
The quote was, "Okay, so the gas part is completely made up, but the guy isn't. I had to make up something to make people feel bad."
Yeah.
And Rich, that was prompted because of the lawsuit. They went in and looked at her phone and her text messages.
There was like,
that never would have come out if they just all had kept their mouth shut.
Yep, if everyone would just split it three ways.
They met at a casino, you know.
They've been on an on-ramp to a casino that they go to all the time.
He was hanging out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they came up with the idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, I cannot believe people would look at a GoFundMe page for people that they have no idea who they are. And no idea, it's GoFundMe. They don't need to provide any evidence of anything being true. Mm-hmm. And then give them that amount of money. You're an idiot. You're a moron. If you're so charitable, give it your money to charity. You don't give it to two people you don't know.
And this is awful.
Bum.
And I feel bad because there's sometimes like listeners will say, "I set up a GoFundMe page for somebody and I can't donate to those."
No.
If I don't know who the person is.
Yeah,
I don't know
not.
If it's, and I feel awful because I'm sure there's a huge chance it's legit, but there's also a massive chance that it's not.
No, you don't give money to GoFundMe for people you don't know. Even Nick, with all his GoFundMe money, bought a bunch of tickets to Chuck E. Cheese.
Listen, he wanted to get. Oh, speaking of that, so I went to the Great Wolf Lodge this last weekend.
Yeah.
And like we just ran out of stuff to do. We had done all the slides and all the stuff. And so they have an arcade and one of those things where you can redeem your tickets. So I spent, you know, probably like $50 on arcade games. Just like a ton. And we just kept playing and playing. And my kids like did really well. And they saved their tickets from the last time they were there. So they had like 5,000 tickets.
That's nothing.
So for the first time ever, they were able actually to get something that's inside like the glass case.
Oh.
There was this little handheld like video game thing, which, you know, it's like you could probably buy it for $12 somewhere. But they opened it up and like, oh, we finally got it. They brought it home and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
After like two entire like weekends filling up with tickets, you got it home.
My kids had 20,000 tickets at the amusement.
Ryan Amusements, baby.
Ryan Amusements from years. And that was the first time they realized it's all garbage. That like, you would think that there would be like a dune buggy or something that you could get. But there's nothing. There's like nothing that you want. There's like fake guns that don't do anything. That just, I mean, it's stupid. Like a knockoff baseball cards. Yeah, so they've realized that if you're going to do anything, you play the claw game. You know what you're getting into.
Yep.
Off-brand football hats that are not NFL
right.
certified.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Ryan Amusements, who've taken so much of my money. So much of my money. It's the only way I can get them to behave in Newport is for taking that away.
Somebody said, let's
what
check
was the bell for. I never understood that.
Well, you need a bell.
Somebody they're watching Saved by the Bell.
Okay. So, why are you playing old clips of Nick Cattles and Adam Jones together?
I was coming back from something last night, and Adam Jones was on, and they were playing clips of Cattles and making fun of him.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Dan just said that was Hardy and Cattles.
They don't like each other. They don't. Sarge will send information when there's been a call. He like monitors it pretty closely. Good for him.